This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump's impeachment trial quickly turned into a debate Wednesday over whether his former national security advisor John Bolton should be called as a witness. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead impeachment manager, says despite defense warnings of a dragged-out trial, members of the Senate and president should want witnesses to be called to clear President Trump's name about his dealings with Ukraine.
If the president were so confident that this was a perfect call and that those around him would agree that there was nothing nefarious going on, he would want witnesses to come and testify. But of course he doesn't. He doesn't want his former national security advisor to testify. He doesn't want his current chief of staff to testify. He doesn't want those that were heading OMB to testify. He doesn't want you to hear from any of them.
And President Trump's defense attorney, Alan Dershowitz, answers the question posed by Democrats on why President Trump didn't ask about Hunter Biden's link to a Ukrainian energy company until Joe Biden announced his candidacy for president.
He could be the president of the United States. And if he's the president of the United States and he has a corrupt son, the fact that he's announced his candidacy is a very good reason for upping the interest in his son. If he wasn't running for president, he's a has-been.
The question and answer process will continue Thursday as well before the chamber proceeds to a four-hour debate on witnesses Friday. During a signing ceremony on the White House South Lawn, President Trump declared an end to what he termed the nightmare North America Free Trade Agreement. The White House predicts the new agreement will steer more automotive production to the United States, boost American dairy, egg, and poultry exports, and overall has the potential to create nearly 600,000 jobs and generate up to $235 billion in economic activity. Canada is yet to ratify the pact. That process could take months. This is VOA News.